throw that around to a few of my friends too, okay?
Okay. Hey, good night.
All right, yeah, my best to you. We got a break coming up anyway here, but anyway, so again, like I say, it's always big corporations. Nothing benefits the people themselves. Chris, I'll pick you up after the next break here, okay? But this is the same thing here where, again, looking at all the problems here in America, this will lead up into my next story here. Now think, all the problems here in America. Anyway, we'll be right back, and Chris will pick you up right after the break, okay? 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We're now going to join Chris in Las Vegas. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Chris, how are you doing out there in the outpost of Nevada?
Well, I'm still surviving. Thanks for asking, Keith. Great to talk to you and the listeners on your show on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.com. I think I have put together the fact that we have now realized what Thomas Jefferson predicted would happen if we didn't stay duly diligent and aware and awake as the American people, and have fallen into judicial tyranny, or probably more accurately, bar tyranny of the bar cons. These people have apparently think they're higher than the Congress, higher than the Senate, higher than the President. The ones in California think they can rebuff the president's executive orders and mandates to enforce migration laws or immigration laws, if you prefer that better. And so they've put themselves higher than we the people. And that's a very dangerous
It's corporate fascism. Yeah, it's corporate fascism. I don't care how you look at it. It's still corporate fascism because who owns the politicians, these corporations?
Absolutely. Well, when you look at Mo Satan, or the anagrammatic of respell of Monsanto, if you apply a little bit of cognizant thinking. These companies have become just totalitarian dictatorships. They can censure without limitations, with no complications, no viable solutions for the people who have had their money stolen by being demonetized on YouTube or other stations, fake book, Mark Zuckerberg, that little arrogant piece of crap.
Well, that was kind of absolutely.
Well, I was trying
to. I have better words for him, but go ahead.
Well, I try to be cognizant that there could be children listening on this format, and respect for women, hopefully. But this is really a dangerous time for America. We're on the very cusp of a third Bolshevik revolution here in America. And this tyranny by the little state, so-called, the self-created and unlawfully passed and stolen land of Palestine, of Israel, has grown itself into a behemoth that seems to want to take over the world and force its demonic Talmudic Zionist delusions on the rest of us and trying to get us to be deceived to believe that this is what their God wants for the rest of us. And it may be, but it's not the same God that we worship and pray to, I don't think.
No, well, I've got a webpage. I haven't really posted it yet, but I've highlighted here about the immigration, about who's behind immigration, whether it's George Soros, the rabbis that are now screaming for the Jews to move to Israel because of the anti-Semitism, the Jews actually arming the neo-Nazis up in Ukraine, and then at the same time calling for Russian Jews to move to Israel. Israel's openly saying that the Messiah's coming is near, and this is why they're trying to build this utopia, building moving the embassy to Jerusalem. And of course, Turkey now just said that they're not going to help in building this embassy thing, which was taken over from a hotel, which dispersed a whole bunch of idiots anyway out of the hotel there. But you know, more and more people are fighting resistance on that. Of course, if you read the papers today, that the Gaza flotilla that was just about ready to arrive was now seized by Israel also, and this is to continue the blockade on Gaza. And these are war crimes, collective punishment.
Absolutely. Starving people out is something that this particular tribe, sect, or cult of people have been doing since the beginnings of time. I think if we recall, maybe it was, I'm trying to remember, my Bible stuff is kind of slipping my mind, but I think it was Jacob, the coat of many colors, who became favored, or maybe it's Moses that became favored by the Egyptian Pharaoh and took over the storehouses and ended up selling their wheat and goods they'd put back to the farmers so they could eat, and then stole their lands in the same guise. And this is the same thing that's been going on since the very beginnings of keeping of time and eternity that I can recall reading about.
Yeah, well, like I say, if you look at like the great Muslim purge, that as I call it, Miramar, that Israel supplying all the arms for that. They supplied the arms for Rwanda. They supplied the arms for Guatemala. And Noam Chomsky and I detailed that many times in our emails back and forth. But anyway, the point is, though, is people don't see, just like these so-called white farmers in South Africa, this is being led by a group to purge the whites out of there. And the group is an Israeli firm. And, of course, again, they're mad. Yeah, and they're mad at Russia because Russia started to accept the first families, 50 families of South Africa there into Russia. The same with Russia doesn't want this LGBT agenda to take off in Russia. They go by their Orthodox Christian beliefs up there, and they're not out causing these wars and stuff. They are cleaning up a lot of the U.S.'s mess there, but of course, when you start, and again, this isn't the Jews, because we see the many, many, many thousands of Jews are raising up against this Israeli Zionist government, saying they want no part of it. Just like in the recent videos here of this right to return of these Jews that have been lied to, even shown maps of what Israel is, and they're saying, no, where's East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem? All this has been removed. See, this is genocide.
Oh, absolutely. it's mass murder. That's what they call genocide these days, to make it sound warm and fuzzy and acceptable. But mass murdering a certain select, discriminatory, picked group of people to eliminate them from the face of the earth is something only the synagogue of Satan has ever done on this planet that we can point to, although some of their minions in China, Mao, and South America with Che and Castro and stuff, they certainly picked up these practices that were dictated by Zabbatai Levy and Jacob Franks and some of these other psychopaths who have deemed themselves to be the leaders of these Zionist sects. It's just a complete diabolical depravity that they're eating up with. I'm glad to say that this so-called Jewish myth of the stupid blacks or other tribes, stupid white goy or whatever else they want to claim everybody else is but them, is preposterous, because there are black leaders in Africa that are currently taking part and seizing control of their own destinies to try to make themselves autonomous, to provide for their people and bring their people together in an assembly to fight against this Zionist terror and Russian and Chinese terror also.
Yeah, but Chris, you got to realize, though, that some people will be killed by their own. And this is no different than a U.S. false flag or anything like that. In Egypt today, a Orthodox bishop was slaughtered. He had his head bashed in their temple type thing there. And if you read the story on it, 10% of Egypt is Christian. Oh, you're not supposed to know that. See, it's always supposed to be these evil Muslims. Same thing with 10% of Syria is Christians. There's a large community of Christians in Iraq. Same thing in Iran. You're not supposed to know all this stuff, see? But they will go after their own, because that bishop there, I can't pronounce his name there, but it's an Italian-sounding name there, but he's of Jewish descent. But they will go after their own in anything. That's why you see Israel's destroying Christian churches, ISIS is destroying all religious artifacts and stuff. People are being driven, and it's for a reason. And of course, this is to encourage the fear. That's why it's always a synagogue that's hit or a kosher deli. This is to cause fear to get Jews to move to Israel, which the American taxpayer will later pay for in these resettlements. The massive amount of billions of dollars being reauthorized to Israel all the time, and the American taxpayers pay for it. Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier, we have the millions of suffering in this country that get no attention whatsoever. They're putting spikes under the bridges on the seats of parks so you can't lay down. I mean, is this a country that Americans want?
I think not, and I think that the people of the world are actually waking up finally. You know, whenever people keep assaulting you, murdering you, shooting children in need, shooting nurses, Red Cross workers and stuff as target practice and sport, and then laughing about it. And of course, they put it on YouTube, and they're surprised that the people of the world rise up and utter disgust and rebuking this type of murderous treachery and psychopathy of just homicidal maniacs.
Well, that's like using these terms like war games or video games. They make the art of killing into a game. You know, like, well, it's fun to do.
This is what they've been doing since the beginning of time. The synagogue of Satan is well noted for their murderous tactics of sneaking into another tribe or camp or part of the world, disguising themselves as locals, blending in, and then laying low for a little while until they figure out who else got the money, because they're able to sell the other goods they stole before they get there. This is what the Pharisees did from Pharis. And then they go in, have these blow-up sales, and figure out who's got the money in town. Then they know who to go rob, rape, pillage, murder, and plunder. It's been done over and over from time and eternity. This is their modus operandi. This is how you know them, by their works.
Well, same thing during the Iran-Contras. It's the same as what's going on right now. The U.S. will actually officially come out and say that they cannot fund certain arms or like that to a certain group or area because of the illegality of everything. And then you'll see that that Israel bypasses those U.S. arms embargoes and sells them the arms anyway.
Well, in closing, I'll leave you with a case that everyone needs to be aware of, and that's Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, versus Cupp, C-U-P-P. And that's from the Reed, R-E-I-D, or Red is more accurate, investigative anthology. And it tells us that this activist judiciary, these tyrants in black robes in Chicago, Illinois, home of the Communist Party USA, who brought the bar here, have passed this insane that you are able to lie for any schemes or reasons you've deemed to be necessary or plausible, frame the blame on a victim, weave false stories, anything, tricks to get them to confess. This is what they give these people, the discretion, which is the most dangerous thing to freedom and liberty here in America, whether it's judicial officer, the court, police officer, or even the notary has now got discretion. They all want to have special privileges to do whatever the devil they want to do, and sure, they do it for the devil.
Like the Ninth Circuit Court that said that law enforcement can lie to you. Nowhere in the Constitution it says that law enforcement and or the government can lie to you, but then they authorize that they can freely use propaganda against us and everything.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Keith, for letting me chime
in. Yeah, no problem,
God
Chris.
Keep up the great work. God bless
you. All
America.
Right, you take care out there, okay? You know, in lieu of that, you know, Gerald Celente made a good quote here. And, of course, this is action. It's for the listeners out here, those in the chat room, and whatever like that. But this is action. And it says, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. Rather, an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men. And that's all it is liberty and freedom. And, of course, we are constantly told all these wars and stuff are all for our freedoms, you know, that they're fighting over there so that they don't have to fight them over here. Then, well, if that's true, why are they importing them? Just like Denver right now, they have a hospital alert down there for an Ebola breakout down there. And, of course, all you got to do is Google immigrants to Denver. And there you have it. You know, of course, this benefits Big Pharma, all these medical operations. And, of course, it strikes fear into the heart to make those kiddies go out and get their vaccines and stuff. But anyway, in lieu of what I just said, U.S. Secretary Mike Pompeo, again, earlier this week, talked about how America was doing God's work in reaching out to the Iranian people to encourage their overthrow of their mafia regime. You'd think that they would be more worried about things here in America. But anyway, as I mentioned earlier, the fact that the conditions here in America could be straightened up. You think of the trillions of dollars wasted on these illegal wars, the war crimes, all this stuff. The poor soldiers that have had come home with all this PTSD from the incursions they had over in Iraq and Afghanistan, getting their legs and crap blown off. But they praise those actions, like in Afghanistan, the first testicle and penis transplant onto a U.S. soldier that apparently had his blown off. And these are just supposed to be, you know, great things about what they're doing for the military. Anyway, and again, as I mentioned before, Congress works between 130 to 180 days a year, sometimes 200. But meanwhile, whenever you hear a big vote or something coming up, they're always taking off. And this gets me back to the same thing. You know, I originally got mad at Trump because he hadn't been in office more than a week there, and suddenly he's throwing Tomahawk missiles at Syria. And Americans have to realize this. Hitler didn't kill anyone. Mao didn't kill anyone. Stalin didn't kill anyone. Paul Potts didn't kill anyone. Those that were killed by those that were just following orders. So, in reference to that, in a picture that you can describe, while Trump enlists his military to go out and attack some other country, and I think they said that the U.S. is involved in 40 different wars right now that aren't officially declared. Of course, you have to ask yourself, how many places have to be bombed before you call it a world war? But Trump, just like Putin or anyone else, could be out there playing golf while their troops are doing all the work. So it's policy. And this is right back to where I started out with the show here. In so much as supporting one's troops. Yeah, you feel sorry for them going over there and stuff like that because they're over there. They should be over here on our borders. We wouldn't have the immigration problem and stuff. You can imagine those 800 bases were situated along the Texas and Arizona borders and stuff in California. And what Title VIII laws were in effect, which could be actually being enforced nowadays. But anyway, we're supposed to worry about the democracy in Iran. And, of course, all it does is it imports all of America's filth. And I can say that, you know, like, America's a swamp. But it imports the filth of America into their domestic greed, capitalism, all this stuff to control their markets and so on. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And tonight's show, as you know, is basically more about drawing the dots or the line between them. Anyway, I'm going to get back on this one story here a little bit. This is from Europe. It's entitled, Trump Says He Opened Up Europe for Farmers. Europeans Disagree. This is from Wall Street Journal. A day after President Trump hailed a breakthrough agreement on the trade with Europe and European officials, they said that the president and his aides are exaggerating the scope of their new pact. While Mr. Trump told an Iowa crowd Thursday that we just opened up Europe for you farmers, officials in Brussels later said he did no such thing. The agreement that Mr. Trump reached with the European Commission President Juncker, that sounds better, the drunk, anyway, amounts to a truce in a trade dispute. And that was basically lowering tariffs down to zero, basically, that had been escalating since Mr. Trump imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports earlier this year. Anyway, then it says Europeans swiftly retaliated, and Mr. Trump there threatened even bigger import curbs on European cars. And, of course, the cars were the main port of this. But anyway. If that story was true, that what President Trump had said, then why was the $12 billion bailout for farmers mentioned? $12 billion. Now, you have to think of how much produce and stuff like that, that $12 billion would be. But Trump, to exaggerate further in this article here on Forbes.com, says they're all coming to see us, Trump told a meeting of veterans in Kansas City in an apparent reference to the visit of the European Commission, is drunk Claude Juncker drunk. I get so mad at that drunk. If you saw the video, you'd laugh. But anyway, to the White House on Wednesday, and he said, the farmers will be the biggest beneficiary. Watch. We're opening up markets. You watch what's going to happen. Just be a little patient. Kind of reminds me of Trump out there talking about the great military, the great police, the great Boy Scouts. Anyway, so, again, this will be for big corporations. It won't be for the little farmer. You'll still see farm foreclosures and bankruptcies and everything like that. And that doesn't matter to the big corporations. They'll just buy up those little ones like that. They'll become a merger thing, just like Bayer and Monsanto and everything like that. It has nothing to do about the common little farmer here in America. But anyway, so I embellish this a little bit here. I've got this on a web page, but I'll have to clean it up so I can say it here. Anyway, this is a political speech from a politician, and you can enter your politician's name in the thing there mentally. But anyway, it starts off with, hi, I'm Senator or Congressperson, politically correct. Thank you, thank you. It's so good to be back home in our great state. You can enter your state there. I am proud to say that I've just returned from Washington with further instructions on how to better represent corporations, then I have corporations scratched out, our great people here in state selected above. It says, in doing so, my friends, I am proud to announce another pilot program that will ensure many thousands of jobs for our fine peoples here in America, and will eventually be reduced to part-time anyway. But anyway, this is the way the CEOs will be awarded to pay millions in receive millions in their bonus pay. But anyway, I have struck many great deals with many institutions that are already boosting their productions. For instance, our friends at the CIA have worked tirelessly to destroy country after country so as to ensure Big Pharma has the needed drugs throughout their covert drug wars. Our friends at the DHS and ATF have also helped in arming the drug cartels. But our friends at the DHS have also ensured that through the Century Members program that plenty of drugs make it through past the Border Patrol undetected in special speed pass lanes that only take a mere 10 seconds of wait. In this way, our drug pushers and FBI informants ensue a steady supply for our great people to abuse. Big Pharma will also have our great doctors prescribe others to drugs to combat depression and disease. Yes, I know. You thought we couldn't cut through all the D.C. bureaucracy, but yes, we did it. Our banker friends are also pulling their weight by increasing credit for you. Yes, this is to live a fictional dream of how great America is. It. Always a commercial. Also, they have raised the cost of housing in all sectors, plus interest on loans. Thus, the countless billions across the great nation can work their effing butts off and pay their bills. I'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. You are welcome to call. I'm about ready to run out of material anyway, because I'm not going to talk about all the fires in America or the shootings in America. This is just so common anymore, I'm not even going to bother with it anymore. You're supposed to be worried about someone shooting someone 15 states away from you or something like that, not what this assembly of idiots back in Washington are doing to us. But anyway, so let me continue with my little cush moments. I compose these things. I was asked if I would do one of these a day like that, because I sit back and, you know, draw a little smoke like that and then let wail on the internet here for the feelings I have. But anyway, so I left off with the banker friends, you know, making sure everyone had more credit, and then, of course, sucked them into more loans with interest and all like that. So anyway, let's get back to here. As I mentioned, the drug pushers and the FBI informants ensure a steady supply for you great people to abuse. Thus, with all your greedy needs that our friends in broadcasting inundate you with throughout the countless TV commercials, internet ads, and YouTube videos, their partners inundate you from your shared or stolen email addresses, as well as those in your contact list, also through the cell phone apps, you know, that you have to share all that, you know, information, the stupid fake lotteries that you sign up to, and more. Also from great firms like Monsanto and Google, who will also share your information with their partners in crime, or you can add Facebook to that and everyone else. The American dream is special to all Americans. We've been working tirelessly with our friends in the Pentagon, too, this to ensure that more countries are bombed and our arms industry is selling billions of dollars in arms to countries that don't need them. Yet, once again, our friends at the CIA will covertly insert themselves so a need arises. These fine corporate associates have the vast marketing plan to make you see our great nation, yes, America. Our media will constantly show you the horrors of some guys dressed in black, driving new Toyota trucks and U.S. tanks and MRAP vehicles. Silence for a moment befalls the crowd as an American flag is heard ruffling in the breeze. The people turn their heads in admiration. A low USA, USA, USA sound is heard. We in government believe in fair equality. So with that, we have passed some great draconian laws to apply to everybody except for us in D.C. You could name that for health care or whatever else you want like that since they have their own. But anyway, while enabling sexual freedoms for all the people, yay, we can screw everyone too. This will ensure that you, like us over in D.C., can F the heck out of anything that moves, runs, or is tied down or screams like a baby. And if anyone is missed, our great pedophile priest will get to the rest. Our great hospitals will help you with the health issues that our great corporations like Monsanto Bayer have poisoned you with. Once again, our great bankers will assist you in hawking your home for that medical debt to garner just a few more very painful years or months more out of life, to partially pay off those high medical bills before they bury you, then go after your loved ones for the balance. Our great police forces tackle crime and corruption. Washington, D.C., as you know, is exempt from this enforcement. Many inter-office related are the crimes. However, like all those here in America, most people are most likely trying to keep up with the Joneses in D.C. And, of course, that's why you have them going after the big druggies and stuff, because you can't compete with Big Pharma and everything. Droll, a natural plant is deadly. Anyway, and of course the, like I had David from News Now Houston on here about that, his stop filming that border patrol down in Texas where they planted drugs on him, you know. Anyway, as I said, this will also include the not limited to the NSA spy and the FBI's creation of terrorists and the police planting drugs and or guns on you. And through the use of lawfare, the court system via our corrupt judges will get their convictions. Remember, the cop, the good cop versus bad cop. They all work for the state and they'll all get their conviction. This trial of the alleged 9/11 guy is coming up. Remember that this was done over 150-some-odd torture things. His children held in duress, all this stuff like that, to get their so-called, yeah, I did it, I did it. Anyway, our great nation's military is growing too. We have been invading other countries to steal anything not nailed down or can't be sucked dry, then export it to another, charging them high tariffs too. The corporate breaks on taxes have been adjusted too, to nothing, to later lay off tens of thousands of Americans who then will be able to give their CEOs millions in bonus pay, as I mentioned. Also, the military has been working with the Veterans Administration to better assist our great veterans in a new program called Operation Dr. Kevorkian. That program will trim billions of dollars off the use of SSRI drugs and combat their PTSD, erectile dysfunction, and other medical issues, as they will be dead and no need for those services. Anyway, I have a caller. John in Missouri. Good evening, John. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I'm a Midwest farmer, and the lady called up earlier from Ohio wishing she could get real meat. And My suggestion is go to a farmer and buy meat. Find a farmer that you can trust and buy your food from him. They would much rather sell you food than to take and get a wholesale price for it.
John, have you ever noticed on Ramsey, Gordon Ramsay's shows, when he goes to restore a restaurant and stuff like that, he gets those people, whether they're in France or whatever like that, to go to their local farmers and stuff to buy their produce there instead of the big corporations. That way they have a fresh supply of food coming in all the time, and it's fresh and people love it.
Well,
today you're supposed to be, you're supposed to be inundated with a massive poison stuff that's all processed and everything.
Well, there's good food out there if you want to look for it. It's like anything else. You got to look for the good. Bad's easy to find.
Yeah.
And there's farmers out there that give their all to grow something that somebody would want. I'm one of them. I raise non-GMO beef. I know it's non-GMO because I raised the feed that goes into the beef. And I would much rather sell it to somebody that's going to eat it than to take it to the auction and mix it in with the rest of the stuff.
I got a question for you, John. You know what you call a cow? You know what you call a cow with three legs?
I guess I don't.
It's lean beef.
That's good.
A cow with no legs is ground beef. I'm in cattle country here in Montana, so I like to have the little joke once in a while, you know.
I've never been to Montana. I understand.
Oh, that's
it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's so bad here.
Is.
Yeah, it's so bad here the dinosaurs died, so just remember that.
Well, they died everywhere. It's been pretty bad all over.
Yeah.
But, as far as Donald Trump, I'm a big fan of old Donald, but when he thinks he's going to sell them GMO grain over there in Europe, I think he's got another thing coming because they've already...
Well, look what China just did. Through China and the tariffs on China, China's now buying all their soy and stuff down through Brazil. And this is part of BRICS, remember. This, you know, the BRICS trade union is a lot different than what we call the North American stuff, what's going on.
Well, they got a lot of people to feed. I don't guess they care so much because they got plenty of GMOs down there. I saw a show about what Monsanto's done to that area.
Mm-hmm. But, Same thing in Vietnam.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to plow a field in Vietnam.
Vietnam did this testing 2 years ago, and they found out that by planting non-GMO seeds and non-fertilizer that they grew three times as many in crops, you know, produce-wise. Or they harvested three times as much.
I wasn't aware of that. I would be kind of afraid of all the unexploded ordinances in Vietnam.
Well, Laos is the biggest area. There's unexploded ordinances from there. If you look that up, they dropped over 200-some-odd million cluster bomblets. 70-some-odd million have never been accounted for, which daily blows off some farmer child's leg and stuff, you know, and this was a neutral country.
Right. It's tough when you're neutral.
Yep.
You know? But,
that's why Obama authorized drones.
Monsanto is really not responsible, I don't think, for all these things. I think it's the local farmer. I think the farmer himself, I know it for a fact that when he goes and buys his seeds, he's the one that decides what he's going to plant.
Yeah, but you got to realize, the only way that people can get tax breaks or financial help there, John, is they have to accept these products. The same thing with these tariffs. The only way the U.S. cuts a deal is if you accept a U.S. product, and that's what keeps the U.S. corporations going.
I know, but that ain't the way it is out here in farming. When you go up to order your seed, you're the one that orders it. There's no big tax break to order non-GMO or order GMO. It's just easier.
Well, John, let me ask you a question on top of that then. If you were to go up there and order your seed, do you specifically say, I want non-GMO, or do you just say, I want seed?
No, I specifically say, I want non-GMO, and it's available. It's out there. No big deal to get it. You know, it's the farmer's decision.
Right. I agree with that, but it's like these heirloom seeds where they're trying to take over the heirloom seed stuff. They want everything to have a genetic imprint so that Monsanto and those guys can make profit off the seed. And, of course, then you have to use their specialized fertilizers and stuff.
I don't think that's exactly how it is. you can buy all the old-fashioned seeds you want. They're out there. They're available. You just have to want them. Mm-hmm. Big farmers don't want them. They want to go in there with those big planters and big sprayers, and they don't want to come back and cultivate and do all the stuff that's necessary to grow real food.
Here's another one for you. Yeah, John, here's another one for you, though. In Oregon right now, they're having this big deal with a court case over there with GMO grass. Now, imagine that's one of the biggest areas that supports this GMO grass growing over there, or actually grass growing. Then they found out it was contaminated with this GMO. So imagine you're the farmer that is proud to sell, say, your beef that is fed on grass, grass-fed beef, and then find out that the grass and or alfalfa, hay, straw, whatever like that, that you're importing that you think is good for your animals is actually the same that was infiltrated with the GMO.
I don't know what you would do in a situation like that.
Yeah, but the problem is...
I wouldn't
country,
be very
though,
happy. I'm not happy with Monsanto. Don't get it wrong. I just think it's the farmer's decision.
Oh, it is, but John,
what
he's going to
buy.
Yeah, John, let me clarify this. The problem in this country is product liability. No one has the liability. Just like these big drug manufacturers and stuff, after 9/11, they were all exempted from any charges, you know, starting inoculating the veterans and stuff like that with all their anthrax and stuff. You know, these big pharmaceutical with all the vaccines and stuff, they're indemnified about lawsuits nowadays. You have to go after the person that sold the thing to you or the doctor that prescribed it, you know. This is the problem, is there's no product liability in this country anymore. They've gotten away with murder for years.
And they're good at it.
Yeah, very, and they have teams of lawyers for that. We don't.
I understand this. That's why I'm a small farmer in Missouri. I stay away from all these people.
How many acres you have over there?
I have about 300.
That's nice. Nice place.
Yeah, Missouri's a nice state.
Yeah, Granny's from there.
Well, she's a wise lady.
Yeah,
I don't know,
see,
Granny. I've heard you speak of her.
She's
it's a good state. I mean, they got good and bad. They got the Corn Belt out here. They got plenty. I mean, Monsanto, I think, is headquarters here in Missouri, isn't it? Isn't it in St. Louis?
I'm not sure whether. I usually, on my show here, I just try to point out corporate and or political crimes. I'm non-party, you know, I'm atheist politically like that. I don't care who's doing what, I just like to report on their crimes. That way I don't sit there and wave a flag for a certain candidate or something, you know.
I understand, I like listening to you. You're the first guy that ever said that stuff about, we went over there and we did this and we did that and somehow you weren't there.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Did I
oh,
say
I
that?
I feel the same way.
Yeah. It's like, Pompeo there talking about Iran. What about the religious freedoms of this country? Hell, they're burning churches and stuff down in this country. Why worry about Iran? They're not burning their churches down.
Right.
So.
And what you said about putting the military on the border, I've been saying that for years. There wouldn't be any illegal aliens in our country.
Yeah, but John, they need the voters, the illegal voters, and they also need the labor there to keep the labor down so that when people start demanding $15 an hour, hey, we just found 10 Mexicans that have worked for the same thing.
Yeah.
And of course, everything's being automated nowadays. You've seen these potato diggers. Montana in this area here is a great huge seed potato thing for Oreida potatoes over in Idaho and Oregon there. It's all done with Montana seed potatoes, which are blight-free. And, of course, you imagine the old farmers out years ago digging those things by hand, and today it's done by diggers and stuff. And, of course, they keep replacing the worker. And now they're talking all these kiosks and McDonald's and stuff. There's no quality control. That's why you see poisonings from McDonald's and stuff. And other
firms,
KFC. Yeah, that's one of the reasons. And, of course, you look at these crappy kids that dress like they're from Mars or something like that. Green hair, big fingernails, and that's the guys. And they're serving you your dinner like that. You don't know where they came from 5 minutes before they got to work and whether or not even they washed their hands, let alone anything else in their body.
That's a good reason to stay out of McDonald's other than the fact that what they're serving is garbage. You know, I live on a farm. I try to eat what I grow, you know, and that's why I called, mainly to tell that lady from Ohio that there's good food around her.
Yeah.
You just have to look for it. I know the country's got issues. Don't get me wrong. That's why I listen to this show. You like to point them out.
but anyway, I have no agenda. I have no agenda, John. I just like to...
Hey, you're a hoot. I've been listening to you since you came on the air. I enjoy your show, and keep it up. And hey, if you want to eat good food, it's there. You just have
to look
for it.
If not,
and you have a good evening. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
All right, my best to you there. We got a break coming up here anyway. But anyway, thanks for calling in there.
Thank you.
Anyway, continuing here before my breaks, is it just when you thought that the times are tough here in America, we're going to have Israel build that wall? As an Israeli firm is building our so-called security, like the gates around the White House. You know, the minute they had a security issue at the gates, around the White House, they instantly started raising the height of the White House. And, of course, that's because if you notice these terrorists and stuff, they never go after government buildings and stuff like that. They only go after people. And of course, it's used to scare people. Government has all the protection they want. Anyway, we'll be right back here. We got time for one more caller. If someone wants to call in, 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, welcome back. I'm running out of time here, but I want to finish this up, then I'll take W5 Mike Zebra's call here in just a second here, and then Patty will try to squeeze you in there. But anyway, if you notice Twitter right now, it's a plethora of all these politicians tweeting out, you know, that they're out there releasing their latest book. They should all be entitled "How I Screwed My Constituents and Got Away with It." You know, at Amazon the cost is $75, but I'll be signing a personal copy for $109, and $9 which will go to some needy, helpless Holocaust-surviving woman who repeatedly ate crappy diamonds. Anyway, David, W5MZ, Mike Zebra, go ahead.
All right, long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I've been wanting to say that for a while. How you doing?
Not too shabby.
And this is all just absolute lunacy across the board. The problem is everybody is so divided amongst each other and nobody's moving in the same direction. It's a Charlie Foxtrot. And that's why nothing's getting done. Nobody's moving in any one direction. That's what we need to overcome. We're not going to be able to fix any of this until people can get over themselves and start working together.
You know, David, that's exactly why most people don't realize things until it happens to them. Then suddenly they have rights and stuff, or they're worried about it.
Yeah. Even though we've been telling you for 3 decades now, hey, guys, pay attention.
I mean, anyone who listens to 75 Meter or something like that, to the Morning Boys in your local states and stuff like that, you can realize what's going on like that, but no one says anything. It's just like, oh, okay, well, I'll see you for coffee, George.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that, but you stay up late enough in the night, a lot of conversations get going. And
stuff I know.
Talked about these days. It's not like it used to be.
No, and the politically correct thing is not going over on ham radio, I can tell you that.
Yeah, screw PC. We don't need that. We've been getting along on these airways for decades. We don't need you to interfere.
That's right. All right, well, if that's it, I'll go ahead and pick up Patty. She might have something to say here.
Yeah, I don't need to keep you. Hey, 73, stay safe, stay free. We'll catch you on down the band.
Yeah, my best to you, okay, 73s. Patty, good evening there. How you doing before we run out of time there?
We're doing okay. I was interested in that other caller because I'd like to know where in Missouri he is, because I'm sitting over here in New Madrid, which is a small farming community.
Sure.
And I was going to tell him the farmers in New Madrid County had stored their organic grain in silos, and the government came and took it. And when the farmers found out that that was going to happen, they went and started unloading their grain. And they went to jail for putting their own grain on their own trucks trying to save it. So there is no organic seeds in this area. It's all GMO.
Yeah. Like I say, they'll brand anything. It's just like the product marketing there where they won't even release anything of what's actually in the product. I told you that scenario there, Patty, before about I stopped at Town Pump and I was going to get a ham and cheese sandwich there. I saw ham, cheese, and two pieces of bread there, and I read through the ingredients. There's like 50-some ingredients on there. I says, for a ham and cheese cold sandwich?
Right. Well, it makes me wonder, why do they put soy in everything now?
Yeah.
It's carcinogenic.
Soy Boys, be sure to see that from Paul Joseph Watson if you want to laugh. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Patty, I got to let you go, okay?
All right.
All right, my best to you. Hey, thanks for all of the listeners out there, those in the chat room. Thanks, Kenneth, there in the control bunker down there in Texas. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. I have to run because I'm out of smoke, so I got to run to the store before they close. And we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening. And again, thanks for all those that called in and commented, too. We'll talk to you later. The truth is on control radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the louder it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the louder it'll go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.